It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Sierra was the most recent guest on Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk on Facebook and opened up about her past relationship with her ex, rapper Future, and her current marriage to Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson.
When Russ came into our lives, Future was 10 months old. It was different.
Yeah.
I never had that feeling in my life.
What was the feeling? What was it?
It was just like, it was calm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's important.
It was calm.
That is it again, real. Girl. It was calm.
Calm.
Right. Now, before, the calm might not have been the thing you were looking for. Yeah, you was like, yeah, nah, I need some fire. I need some flame. When that feeling come out, we're going to turn away.
Fuller House is beginning its final season, and Candace Cameron Bure was asked about what's going to happen with Aunt Becky since Lori Loughlin is dealing with her alleged college admission scam.
It hasn't been discussed. I have absolutely no answer for it, and Netflix has not even spoken about it, so I have no answer.
A documentary on Mac Miller is in the works. Mac Miller died in September from a mix of fentanyl and cocaine. His death was characterized as accidental. Miller had struggled with substance abuse in the past and often referred to the problems in his songs. A filmmaker named CJ Wallace made the announcement on his Twitter account that he wants to make this documentary. He said, so over the next year, I'm going to start collecting interviews and content to make the definitive Mac Miller documentary for his family, friends, and fans. Please share and tag everyone you think that I would need to speak with. Hashtag Bird's Eye View. Hashtag R.I.P. Mac.
Yeah, you better get Ariana Grande in there. I want to hear what she has to say.
Actors Rooney Mara and Joaquin Phoenix, both vegans, carried dead animals at a National Animal Rights Day march through Hollywood. The animals had died natural deaths and were kept in a freezer until the demonstration. I mean, come on, cuckoo, ka-choo. This is insane. The 9th annual National Animal Rights Day was celebrated Sunday in 30 cities around the globe, and the event strives to, quote, give a voice to all animals and raising awareness for their rights until all animals are free from enslavement and their rights are established and protected by law. Wow. I'm going to go ahead and say there's other things or charities I like to donate for that help animals that don't involve me carrying around a dead animal in the middle of the summer. Thank you very much.
Have you ever had a baby beaver in your hand?
Oh, that's nasty.
What about a turtle?
And coming up in less than an hour, Lil Nas X talked about Old Town Road getting removed from the country charts.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.